Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Sunday and Monday, September 1st and 2nd, 2019. Welcome to episode 103 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, I didn't bother to record last night because I knew I just needed to go to bed. So this is my wrap-up episode for DragonCon and for Dog Days of Podcasting 2019. Today I am going to talk about what I did all day on Sunday. I mostly hung around the Dragon Con and relaxed. I ended up, as I told you, I was going to do my Princess Celestia on Saturday morning again, but I moved it to Sunday instead. Pardon me. But I moved her... Sorry, I'm in my hotel lobby. Sorry about the background noise. I moved my Princess Celestia from Saturday to Sunday because I got asked to be in the parade. So I did my Force Ghost Anakin on Saturday morning and my Star Trek Kelvinverse science jersey on Saturday evening. So that left Celestia to be all day Sunday. I didn't bother coming back and changing clothes, which was actually a good idea. I'm glad I didn't. I went to a bunch of panels in the morning, had lunch at the food court again. I did make it to the Hyatt Regency 5, where they were doing the character meet and greet, but I wasn't officially a part of the event, so I hung around in the hallway outside it. I did get to meet a couple of kids and take pictures with them. And adult fans as well. I had a lot of fun doing that. The best part of yesterday was my podcasting panel today. I was present for Technorama Comedy Forecast Live, which is always fun, and Audio 101 Getting Started in Podcasting, which was... Everybody was really surprised what a big audience that drew. But I definitely enjoyed myself the entire time, just so you know. And after we were done with that, we ended up walking from the con over to the barbecue restaurant where we had dinner. And we actually, since we had Scott and Ken and Chuck with us, and they knew their way through the area better than I do, we actually walked through the middle of Centennial Olympic Park, which was a lot, which I'd never done before, and I was still wearing my Princess Celestia ball gown, and this is an audio show. My big white princess dress with a giant gold crown on my head and a big gold necklace that matches it, and I have gold bracelets that match it too, which I wear over my long white opera gloves, and the dress has a sash with a tabard that both have gold borders, and it has a patch on it with a sun, and, oh yes, of course, my pony ears and, quote, tail, unquote, which is a bunch of ribbons that clip onto the back of the sash, and matching ribbons, clip into my hair. And no horn. We couldn't get it to stay. It's too heavy. I should just do a foam sculpted one. The resin one is just not working. But several little kids saw me as, oh yes, I also have a almost 3 foot wingspan of foam wings tied to the back of my shoulder blades. And so, of course, a bunch of little kids wanted to come up to me and say hi to me, which was cool. I'm happy to do that anytime. Then we had dinner at Twin Smokers Barbecue, which was really, really good. And then we had our karaoke party, which I'm certainly going to remember as the highlight of this con. Last year, I think I said the Sunday D&D marathon was the highlight of the con. This year, I'd have to say it was the karaoke party. One of the points Joe made was absolutely correct. The con's almost secondary to getting to having all of these friends who live scattered all over the country all together in one place for the weekend. And just getting to enjoy the good company for the weekend. Having the karaoke party was an absolutely brilliant idea. I forgot to mention, Christine has a really nice singing voice. It was so cool to finally meet her and put a face to a voice, as I say. And we had so much fun. We all sang a bunch of songs, and we joked and riffed and stuff. And yes, Christine was the one who made me laugh so hard I couldn't breathe. At one point. We went till like 11:30. We went from like 7:30-ish, I think we got in, to about 11:30 at night. And it was absolutely the best time. I am so happy and so pleased to be able to call you all as friends. And I should have some big wrap up here, but my ride to the convention is going to get here any minute now. I am finally wearing my taffeta mutton fudge. I have my little soft hat that I made that I was talking about all last year but never wore. Today I'm actually wearing it, and I'm looking forward to spending a last day walking around the convention. I really enjoyed doing Dog Days of Podcasting. I like that we came up this year, especially mainly Michael and Ken, came up with the idea of... Mark and Ken, my mistake, came up with the idea of having a different theme for a different day of the week. I adopted the Meta Mondays thing. I might think about doing that more next year, possibly. I'm not sure yet. And, again, within the next couple of weeks, I guess I'll end on that note, I hope within the next couple of weeks, Movie Chat with the Movie Night crew should actually be live in the Apple iTunes directory, and it should actually be downloadable there. So I hope that this participating in Dog Days of Podcasting does indeed turn into a more regular podcasting habit. And I will see, and I will talk to you again next year. If I start getting movie chats regularly, I'll be talking to you sooner than that. Again, AmeliaBowen.com, and the only listing in the iTunes store for now will be Movie Chat with the Movie Night Crew. Hopefully someday I'll have Thread Snippings and or the Thread Safe podcast up there as well. Because, like we were saying in the podcasting track the other day, if you don't love and aren't passionate about the thing you're talking about on your podcast, recording your podcast is going to become a chore. Of course, I do love working on costumes very much. So, hopefully, I'll be able to talk about that at some point. Alright, I think I will wrap up there. If you're traveling, safe travels. If not, it was great to talk to you this year. I will be back, and I will be around in the Facebook group and on AmeliaBowen.com. And I am on Twitter at Amy Bowen, although I don't check it very much. I'll see you around the internet. Bye!